Paige Poston opens a large package of cardboard to make signs for marchers to carry at the event. She says this sign painting party was offered to build solidarity and to provide materials for those who might not be able to buy them, part of the drive to include all sectors of the community in organizing the event. Poston says a group called the Fairbanks Activist Forum has so far been joined by other sponsors.
Access Alaska, the Alaska Center, Fairbanks Activist Forum, Fairbanks Climate Action Coalition, Gender Pioneers, the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, Interior Democrats, Native Movement,
and a long list of individuals. Poston says although the Interior Democrats were able to sponsor, Republicans should feel welcome too.
This year, especially compared to previous years, is so hyper-local that the party politics doesn't matter. It's not like a liberal event or a Democrat event. It's a Fairbanks event. The issues that we're focusing on, like homelessness and violence against women and the non-discrimination ordinance, that affects everybody.
Alyssa Quinton of the Alaska Center says the march will begin and end at Ryan Middle School, and instead of a rally to finish it off, topical workshops will give marchers more information on issues of the day.
Local climate issues in action, a workshop on the Violence Against Women Act. We're doing a workshop on Title IX and a general public comment, public testimony workshop. So folks who haven't done that before, you can learn.
They would like participants to know how to comment in front of a city council, school board, or borough assembly, for example, or write comments on federal legislation. Poston says the Violence Against Women Act, for example, has expired and can't be renewed during the partial shutdown of the federal government. On the Facebook page for the 2019 Fairbanks Women's March, they mention how the march will accommodate people with disabilities.
And so it was important to us to work with someone like Access Alaska to make sure that like the sidewalks were completely cleared. There's going to be reserved seating for anyone with mobility issues.
And they are trying to recruit a sign language interpreter for the workshops. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.